escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maury Brown writes for Forbes. He's one of the great baseball writers of all time when it comes to the dollars and cents of baseball. So, Maury, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller back here in Pittsburgh. You're in Seattle where the Pirates didn't score a run in a series for the first time since the 19th century. So congratulations on your success for being around there to see that bit of history. We just played you that clip of Ben Cherington talking about changing schemes to schedule around to pitch in an exhibition game. Have you ever heard of anything like that in your entire life?
I haven't, but you know, I don't know if it was one of these things where I would be too terribly surprised at this stage. I mean, the season, you'd hate to see this, right? I mean, the season is a season, so you're going to go ahead and you're going to roll out and market the guy because he is, of course, the lone real bright spot, right, for the Pirates. And he's a generational guy. You know, he's going to be something that hopefully they build around. So what, did they sit there and go, you know, we're going to go ahead, we're going to alter the schedule, go ahead and get him in, you know, so that we can try and make that happen for him. Give him a platform to get out there and market the Pirates, you know, help for maybe season tickets for next season or whatever the heck it's going to be. But again, I mean, in terms of meaningful games, right, where it's really going to matter at this point, like you guys said it going into the segment here with me, like I am hard pressed to think about anything maybe quote unquote meaningful more than giving him a national platform to pitch in the All-Star game.
Maury, we just heard, it was obviously Ben Cherington talking about, you know, we've heard him talk about just the trade deadline coming up. And obviously it's been so bad in team building for the Pirates around Skeens that people even floated the idea of would the Pirates trade Paul Skeens now for a huge haul in return. When you talk to people around baseball, what's the perception of just how badly Cherington has done at building a team around Skeens and what his immediate future is kind of as a result of that failure?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about this for, you know, I don't know, a decade longer. Guys, I've always looked at the Pirates this way, right? You can say that it is an unfair thing in terms of the revenues that the club takes in, and you can't argue that. It's a fair thing to say. Fine, go out, draft well, develop your players, go ahead and do it, you know, through your pipeline and do that. But you run out of excuses if you can't do one or the other. You should be able to handle one or the other here. If you can't do it, again, through free agency and everything else, you're going to say that you just don't have the revenues to compete with the big boys here, then you should be able to develop. And, you know, this just seems to be a reoccurring theme. And I just have to imagine that this is a Bob Nutting thing. And I have no idea whether Cherington holds on to his job. I mean, my gosh, it's not like there's been any improvement or a severe drop over the last 5 or 6 years, right? I mean, it's just been this seesaw. I mean, the best that the Pirates have happened, it seems like with the exception of this year, they come out of the gate really hot. And then it's just by about the All-Star break, things just start to, the wheels start to fall off. As far as Skeens go and trying to trade him, I don't see it, though. I really don't. I mean, you could look at this a number of ways, right? So let's just take this from the nuts and bolts. If it was, you know, they're just not going to build around him, and they've done such a horrible job with him, he's a marketing piece. You know, people are going to want to come out and see him pitch. And, you know, that's a horrible way to put it and a horrible way to wrap it up. But there is that. They haven't done a good job. I've sat here looking at the roster, thinking about whether there are trade pieces that they have that would be worth a doggone on the open market to try and build something, you know, around Skeens right now. And I just really can't. I mean,
well, I think Keller would get something back. I think they could get something for both of those guys for sure.
Well, let me rephrase that. Could they get something back from him? Sure. I mean, absolutely. There are always going to be pieces on every roster that have some intrinsic value that you could get trades on. Is it enough to move the needle, or is this just going to be a perpetual rebuild? And that is the way it, if I sound jaded, if I sound, you know, pessimistic about the Pirates.
You sound like our callers, Maury, and we don't usually disagree with them when they make these points, because it's hard to argue the last 30 years of baseball here.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. I think that the thing that was most depressing was when there was the wild card run. I thought that there was a chance that they would go ahead and go, all right, we made the wild card, now let's go ahead and do something. And they really didn't. So, you know, again, Skeens would have incredible trade value. But if I'm going to take Charrington's word on all this, they're not going to trade him. And, you know, God bless him if they don't. It's just whether they are able to do something around him or whether they're just going to let him, you know, rot on the vine, which I think would be horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There would just be a point where free agency comes around.
Maury, you cover baseball from an economic business side. You write for Forbes. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. People have talked about the next CBA. Do you see a change in baseball coming where someday soon franchises like the Pirates actually have the means and the parameters within the game to keep a Paul Skeens beyond his first contract?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, so would they be able to, they could do that now. I mean, I think the problem when we talk about this, right? So there's this notion that if there was a salary cap in place, that it would allow for teams like the Pirates to be competitive and maybe, right, in small buckets. And the reason for this is it's not like – baseball is unlike other sports. It is really – like if I go and I get a skill player in the NFL or the NBA, I can move the needle immediately. You cannot do that in baseball. It really is about overall roster construction. It has to be good from top to bottom, your pitching staff, and 1 through 9. And the Pirates just haven't done that. The other thing about it is if you put a salary cap in, right,
yep,
you're going to go ahead and you're going to tamp it down at the very top. And the Pirates would be nowhere near that. What they would have to do is maybe bump in from the bottom if there was a salary floor.
You think that could happen?
So, hey, do I think that a salary cap and a floor could happen?
Yeah.
I think that it could happen if you lost 3/4 of the season. I mean, it would really have to be something absolutely detrimental. Now, look, Rob Manfred, I think, has been really smart politically. He's gone out and he said, hey, guys, you know, if you had jumped on this thing with a percentage of league revenues, you guys would be making a lot more money right now. Now, that speaks to the rank and file. Doesn't speak to, of course, the free agents at the top that are making, you know, the stars that are making big money. The thing that gets lost in that discussion for Manfred was, and I don't think that this happens again in a million years, but the MLB players were the only ones that got guaranteed money during the pandemic and the shortened season. You know, it was prorated, right? But they got all their money. And team, you know, the NBA, the NFL, where it was tied to league revenues, they took it in the shorts on that. So, again, there's always going to be that, right? I mean, could it happen one day? I mean, right now, I think the biggest reason you're going to hear more of it is that the franchise values are not as high as certainly the NBA, which they should be, you would think, that MLB teams would be going for as much, if not more. The other thing about it is that I really think that there's been some political damage with the MLBPA, and I'm absolutely positive that Rob Manfred sees that, knows that there's a faction within the players that are upset with, you know, the Players Association leadership, and he's trying to drive a wedge. So does it happen? I mean, anything can happen. I think that the odds of losing regular season games are very, very real. You know, we lost a week last time. They crammed 162 games in, losing a week on the calendar and still got 162 in. I think that we lose regular season games this time around. I think that they're going to try and dig their feet in. And when I say they, I mean the owners.
Maury, just to clarify that, because you kind of answered my next question with what you said there at the very end. I've been reading elsewhere, though. It's always obviously owners versus players, labor and management at odds. Is it true, though, that there is a little bit more unrest, owner versus owner, than normal in one of these looming work stoppage situations, that there is a real fracture or at least some fissures in the ownership itself, just like you mentioned with the Players Association leadership and some of the players as well?
Yeah, I mean, there always is. I mean, that was, you know, look, every commissioner has got warts, right? But Bud Selig's thing was he was really able to seem to speak to both the low revenue clubs and the high ones and be able to be there. Now, look, Manfred seems to have done okay with that. You know, when he took over from Bud Selig, he was called Bud Light. He's clearly made his own way and done a lot of different things. You know, some popular, some not. I think that the big thing would be the idea of revenue sharing, and this is going to happen with the TV deals, right? So if you're the Pirates, they, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but they really got the bad end of the deal when the media rights explosion hit in the early 2000s. They were the first team to get a deal right before that happened, right? And so they missed out. And then now when it starts to come into their own, when they might be able to go ahead and do something, now the floor is dropping out on them with streaming. So I think there will be a big talk about a national package for the out-of-market package, right? MLB.TV. That, I think, will be a deal that is a potential discussion. The real problem is that there are a lot of teams, your Yankees, your Dodgers, Cubs, you know, you guys know the usual suspects, right? Yep. Your big brands. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want to do that sort of thing. So, again, it's, you know, whether there's something of value in it for them, whether they look at it in the long haul, But, I mean, increased revenue sharing would be the way to go. The luxury tax has provided a lot of that, which is another conversation about the cap. Hey, I guess when you put in a cap in place, suddenly all that money that was flowing in due to, you know, the Mets and the Dodgers going so wildly over the luxury tax that funnels back to all the clubs,
that would go away. Yep.
That's something to really put into context with this whole thing. For the Pirates, it's really difficult, right? They're never going to come close to the top. So they're not concerned about a cap. They're going to get asked to increase due to a floor. And then, like, where's their revenue sharing? And how are they going to be able to get more money that way? And you can go ahead and make the players try and pay for it, but it's not going to solve the problems that the Pirates have.
Maury Brown, great stuff from Forbes up in Seattle, where the Pirates didn't score a run this week. Maury, thanks so much. Enlightening stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, you take care. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.